Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher. The host, Tim Alzred. Good to be here another day. This next edition. And this show is about straight prehistory concept. And the reason why I have to narrow the context of the show is because, as far as I observe, on historical terms, we, and who are we? The civilized people. And you may not be at a place where you can relate to the context of my thinking. And the context of my thinking did not just, you know, fall out of the clear blue sky, like unconventional or anything like that. However, the context of my thinking comes from what I describe as in the human sense, we would call like 5 years, 10 years a long time, because those days were times when people get up and do, you know, the same old thing they do every day. And like today is one of those days. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow doesn't come yet. And tomorrow is not the same exact day like today or yesterday. And what gives tomorrow, so long as we, whether or not we live to see it or not, but it is more sure that tomorrow will come than we will live to see it. So what I'm saying is, we have a few contexts of meaning of time. However, if we are to elect the context that I'm speaking in, whereas we may call 10 years or 20 years ago a long time. However, we can say put a higher number than 20 years, right? So I am saying that because I'm going to use the term long time. And I want you to understand what I am saying and what I mean about using it in a statement as to what I am talking is to say we are thousands of years late. Late about what? Late about achieving the knowledge we are to have about the world, the human world. You can go there and walk around on any continent, any country, and go into remote places in these areas, and you will see quite a few things on the surface of the earth as you go around. And you may marvel about some of the things you have seen that affects the surface of the earth, right? Some places you won't follow the way to go into certain places, because let's say a place that resembles the that surface to be maybe hit by a satellite, other debris that fall from the sky and dog this depression, you know. However, talking about the human mind, like the surface of the earth, your memory and your thoughts, you know, that have had it up for like maybe 60, 65 years of age today. And let's say whatever you have learned over that period of time, like talking about me right now, I'm over 70. In the world that I grew up in Jamaica, it was a time and a climate of course, it is a place where Christianity pervades the entire culture of Jamaica. Christianity. Now, had I parents who knew that Christianity is not a civilized thing, I would not be here talking exactly like I'm talking now. Because if Christianity hadn't been a part of my growing up knowledge, I wouldn't be talking the kind of stuff I'm saying. I'm not saying I couldn't be talking something that is relevant to what I'm saying. I am talking about the fact that because of the Christian effect on me growing up, caused me to be a different person than if I were not. Yes? And that's a fact. That's a fact. I mean, it is surprising to see. It is surprising to see how, information affects a person's development. And I think it's not just when you are old or when you are young that information affects your development. But even when you're old, if you happen to be faced with certain information, it can affect the way you age, you know, from where you are too, you know. Depends on how you're affected. So psychologically is what we're looking at. That whenever you're talking to anybody or somebody talking to you, how your physical life can be affected. Well, it would start in your thinking and how you react to what you're thinking. Or backward. Because too many times have passed us by and we didn't get the right information to develop ourselves by that knowledge. Because Christianity, if you read well in the Bible, understand well what the Bible is saying to you, you will see a progression that the Bible is telling you about, whether or not it is true. That's something else. However, the Bible represents a certain chronological
understanding or our knowledge true or false, because it will speak of things long ago. For example, you probably don't stretch your mind as far as I am thinking it right now. However, you read about the whole Testament. What is the general effect of the Old Testament rather than the New Testament? You can assess that the whole Testament was written some time before the New Testament, right? Because it talks about at a certain time God used to talk to people a certain kind of way. And, well, let's say, talk about the creation story of the Bible. It tells about God making heaven and earth, you know, and the skies and the moon and the stuff like that. So the Bible is telling us about a distant time in the past. Right? And that some time later, as time move on, night and day, and people coming and going, born and grow up, adult and die, and time goes by. So people development is affected based on information that is circulating in the society around them. Now, when you grow up at a period that teaches you about the Bible story, Adam and Eve in the garden, that is going to have a certain effect on your brain, because you, let's say you are the one who esteemed the Bible like it is a good book, and it says God's written word, anointed words, and you take it that serious, like I did. Now, when you take type of thing seriously, and it is natural, do you know what it does to your entire psychological function? You know, because we have what is called civilization. And civilization did not started when the earth was formed and put here. Civilization, let's say on the earth, we have the first humankind that came to the earth, and that was by evolution. Now, other things happen after that. But before those first human by a species that represent a certain quality life, and in this case, we're talking about not lions or sea animals or nothing like that. We're talking about earth surface creatures. And the first humans to come from the unknown and become known is the evolved, went on to have subgroup to its species. All right. Now, it is saying the hominid species came from apes. Doesn't talk a language, was capable of making stone tools and light a fire. That's about it. Now, for about 3.5 million years, the earth only had this type of a first creature. Now, if you learn about that, and you're learning it in an environment where you have people around you that talks. I mean, people around you that are talking. And you read and you think about those early humans that never talk at all. All of their lifetime over a period of millions of years, like 2.5 million years and maybe more. They never spoke a language. So you'd wonder, you know, I mean, they didn't fill up the world of people. No kind of way. They confined to a area where they experience the kind of life that they live. Now, we come and we are talking. We don't know what it is to live out any amount of time except when we were born and raised up a baby, and it takes a while before we realize we were actual human being and doing the things that we are doing. Now, put yourself in the place of the hominid humans, southern apes, who clearly, you know, they have a complete different type of life, right? And something I want to add to what we're talking about here. Where's that thing? Okay. All right. Now, you know, I'm telling you now about a different experience, because I'm talking about we are late in knowing certain things. Because all those millions of years when humanoid, hominid species was in Africa. And they live 2 million years and then decide to go into Europe. From there, it seemed like it's not a very long way away from Africa. So they went up there, and all they don't have a civilized life like I'm saying we have here today. Running water, electricity, on all these, on roads and cars, they don't have none of that. I want you to think about it. Think about it real good, because guess what? These are thoughts, not that they are new, but inaccessible in a lot of ways. We don't really think about them. Nobody don't talk about these things. But I have reason to talk about it right now. And I hope that you have reason to think about it yourself. Because it is important to us, you know, about the effect that we are vulnerable to. We are vulnerable to effect based on what living creatures do, and especially human-like creatures. You see what I'm talking about? All right. So I can tell you now that we came along, and like I just told you, I think yesterday I was talking about the way we civilized people, those hominid species that I talked to you about, they are not written into this world history textbook like they are civilized people. If there is any mention of them, it is not like they are civilized. It's mention of them as mute primates. Like you can say generally monkeys then. Common name, monkey, apes. Okay? Great apes or whatever, monkeys. The things that we read about civilization in this book does not include them at all. They left Africa when they are 2 million years in existence and go up to Europe 1.5 million years ago, right? So that 1.5 million years is just about expired now and added to that 2 million years before. That gives them, if any of them offspring are still around, they are around 3.5 million years. So I'm saying to you, we have a world history textbook and they are not into it accredited with any civilized use, right? Because as far as the history is concerned, the last thing we know of them in the form of Homo erectus, that is a subgroup to the species hominid, we only know they went up into Europe from Africa and can only make stone tools. So these folks are not able to do long travel or fly or take a train or nothing like that. So they are confined to a life that is basically, you can't say lifeless. They have eyes, they have hearing, they have, you know, the bodily things, but they can't think on the level of a hybrid ethnic person. All right. So I was reading some of it yesterday and tell you about how we hybrid people came about and name it out from end of the Neolithic age between 4000 and 3000 BC. Now, the reading of this calendaral figure, you know, is something very important, but I'm not going to delve into that. But just to, like, give you a sense of how we came about, because we came about by our species, Wise Sapien, 250,000 years ago, right? So they moved from Africa, going to Europe, before we came about by the species arriving in Africa. And so was the Elohim that came to Earth. I have a book here that I intend to, you know, do a show on it because it has civilized timeline. When the gods came from Nibiru, the 10th planet in this system, if you are really paying attention to issues like the solar system that we live in with this star. Remember, they said there are many other stars out there where you look up at night, a whole bunch of stars out there and planetary bodies and stuff like that. If we are into that, then you know what I'm talking about. I'm narrowing this to our existence on this planet, in this solar system of about 12 different sub-planets, okay? Revolving around the sun, they describe it as, revolving around the sun. We who came as civilized people 250,000 years ago, we were created in South Africa because, like I said, the timeline of civilized time started when the gods came in. But they came in 1.5 million years ago. The gods did not come to Earth yet. It is after they go into Europe, the Elohim gods came, touch down into the Persian Gulf, and then go into build up a city close by called Eridu. And then they go into South Africa and began to do a serious mission over there, chiefly mining gold, and set up a society of their own in South Africa. These white people don't want us to know about all of that. All right. So I want to like refresh you to the fact that these folks are up in Europe. And remember what I tell you, the world is the textbook says. Now it's going to be your fault if you don't know what I'm talking about when I refer to the history of it, because it is the history, the story come from. I'm not making it up. And I'm trying to let you know that our counterpart humans are not civilized. We come talking like you see us here, and we may think that, you know, the world began with these people, and that's not true. Right? Everybody come at a certain time. So what is the state of these people that go up, the hominid, Homo erectus, that go up into Europe? Let's leave it at there. We know them can only make stone tools, and they can light a fire. What else do we know of them? All right? That is something for you to think about, because if you haven't heard or read anything about the people that I'm talking about that are not civilized, you know about civilized people, whether they are white people, Indian, Chinese, or, you know, whatever they are. I am telling you from a historic knowledge that we only have, we have a lot of mixed breed people and stuff like that. But the fact is, they may have a complex intermix with wrong and right bloodline. Yeah, you understand me? Or ever, we cannot lose sight of when there were no human beings at all. And a credit, the first humans to be on Earth, evolved humans that is described as ape-like humans, not just bare genetic apes, but these are called humans. Though, you know, it says they never do anything. They never talk. They never have language. So you think about a world without language. It's not like civilized humans. And that we know, you go to a store out there and we have all kind of post office, tax office, all kind of stuff. That never exists with the first humans. That did not exist. Look into what I am telling you, because I'm not leading you into a dark tunnel. There's a lot of light that you must see in what I am saying. Because we have a system on Earth where we have a government system that mess up the knowledge that we are to understand of uncivilized humans and the civilized humans. So there was no civilization of mankind 3.5 million years ago.
Okay?
Purpose of me explaining this to you. Because when we have the gods that came 450,000 years ago, that is civilized timeline. But not quite of the humans, because we were not created then when the gods just came here. It would take about another 2.5 to about another 250,000 years before we were created. Even our species had to come, arrive on in Africa before we, before our we have the 3.5 million years of the hominid Homo erectus that go up into Africa. Leave Africa and go up into Europe. Then the gods came 450,000 years. Yes, the gods came 450,000 years, right? And then our species, our human species, Y. sapiens, came 250,000 years ago, right? So we won't confuse those 250,000 happening, because one was the sapien species, and after the sapien species came and had two subgroups, one of the subgroup had experienced a progressive rise in human quality, right? If you understand what I'm saying there. So this last 150,000 years I'm talking about is when the species, our species, came about. So by the time we were created in South Africa using the blood of the white sapien and the blood of the gods Elohim, by the time we were created then, after the species were here 250,000 years, all right, well, when we were created, at the point we were created to where we are right now, it's 200,000 years. Now, you have to, like, bear with me and maintaining the clarity of what I'm trying to get you to understand. No, what I'm saying is ultimate. You just can't treat it as anything. You can't go on like you don't know when human being came on the earth and what they were like the first time. You can't think like that. And if you follow what you are taught outside of the history, you will be confused. You will hear a lot of things that make sense. You can't make no sense of it. So now I am trying very, very the best effort I can to tell you in a way that even if you don't get it 100%, you get at least some part of it right. And that can steer you back to getting the whole thing right. Right? So that you can even do better than me if you were to explain it. Me no have no problem with that. My interest is, right now, is to tell you something that we need to know. Because things have happened since the hominid species subgroup, the Homo erectus, that went up into Europe, serious things happened during the time that they are up there. And that is what we need to know. So I tell you all of this so that you will have an awareness, a broader view of we, of the human race on earth. You need to have the right view of it. Otherwise, you won't know that church don't belong to civilized people. You won't know that. And it is not right for you to be out there as a hybrid person and you're living like you belong to the hominid set a bloodline. No, because you are supposed to live according to your species bloodline or taxonomic blood. You see what I mean? Because a lot of things are happening right now that a lot of us are lost and may never regain sanity because of what happened between these Homo erectus hominids and our species. If you don't understand that, you are not likely to resume sanity, civility. And that is a fact. All right. So I'm telling you now that we come up this along the line when we were created the first 100,000 years. Some of us begin to leave Africa to, you know, settle out into the planet all around the earth, right? That is possible for us because we are created hybrid human, the only hybrid humans. And if we don't know these things, we will always be, you know, our brain and our thinking will be distorted. We won't really know clearly exactly what things are. See? So if you don't know that you are a civilized human being, and when your civilization began, you are in serious trouble with your lifetime. All right? So when you have hominid mixed with your species and displace you, you are never going to be a person in your right mind or know who you are, because you are competing with hominid ape-like offsprings who now talk like you and look, and you don't know what happened. And so I'm telling you now clearly, like maybe nobody has ever done, that the World History textbook that I am reading here, National Geographic World History textbook, I'm telling you what it says about us, the African hybrid ethnic people. You have heard the word ethnic, right? And you know what it means. If you know what it means, it separates you. The bloodline people them will look like you and sound like you. That separation must be made because in history, listen, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture, enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. Think about what I just read to you. All right? Think about what I read to you. And it already said that when we did the first 100,000 years in Africa, some of us begin to leave or migrate out of Africa and go different places in the world and settle down. Well, we are at now in the Western Hemisphere, right? We are here now since we left Africa. Another 100,000 years since we left. So in all, we are existing 100,000 years since. Okay? And so, I want you to know that very, very, very well that you are not confused about who you are and you're mixing up with other people. And for people like us who married to white people who come from a different species, you probably never heard of this. That the reason why we are not ruling ourselves, it is because of what they did to us in interbreeding. Okay? So you need to know that. So there can't be condemnation to you when you didn't know something, but when you know, what do you do with the information, really result to what kind of spirit you have inside of you, whether you're corrupt or you are pure. Point where the gods that created us continue to elevate our lives. So this is why it says the use of metal, the use of metal mark a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. It doesn't have anything to do with white people in Europe. You're going to find out that you have a problem with that because that's not the world that you are acquainted with. But I'm telling you, the world that we are acquainted with Christmas and Easter and stuff, that's not the world that is in our blood. So we can stray off and do all kind of foolishness, but go to church and all this kind of stuff and think that, you know, it's okay. It's not okay when you know who you are by the history. Now, the history is a grandiose thing. It has nothing in it for anybody to covet white people who steal from us and making a world of their own that they are sodomites, they are homosexuals, and they want to mix up all of us with it. So they come in and eventually seize everything we have. Really. So all of the brands and the things that we have made, they come and take every control and say it's theirs, right? Until they have government and call AD and a domini. That is not mentioned once in our history. Not once. So we need education. Education to teach us, because the education is the power that we ought to have. So these kind of stuff, we don't fall for them. We don't. And wherever we come on the train of confusion, we know where to get off, okay? So we have emergence of civilization. This is the first time we are having what we call these places of wealth, you know, human society. Urban, right? Urban civilization. That's what we are exposed to after we were living in villages. Okay? So this will tell you that even before 4000 BC, craftspeople had discovered that by heating metal bearing rocks, they could turn metal into liquid. The liquid metal could then be cast in molds to make tools and weapons. Copper was the first metal to be used in making tools. After 4000 BC, craftspeople in Western Asia discovered that the combination of copper and tin created bronze, a metal far harder and more durable than copper, even after the introduction of bronze, continued to use stone tools. Why were they using it? I guess maybe for not able to get enough of the right kind of tools. But these other guys there, what we talk about, the hominid in Europe, they've been using stone tools for over 3.5 million years. They couldn't make anything because they had no civilization power, knowledge at all. That's what we are supposed to know. Okay, so we go on. And it tells you that, as the inhabitant, this part here, I want you to know, hear this. Nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze has led historians to speak of a Bronze Age from around 3000 to 1200 BC. The Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlements had been hardly more than villages. Habitants mastered the art of farming. They gradually began to develop more complex societies. Again, I remind you, it has nothing to do with white people because they come from Homo erectus, which is a hominid. You must know that because they're going to tell you all kind of things on Google that is not true, and you may hear people talking out there and talking away from the history and talking foolishness. They may be reading some book. They don't come to the authority book. Like I am reading right now. Now read when nobody says. Is the authority world history textbook this is. What else can you bring that supersede this? I don't know of any. Now, so it goes on to say, their wealth increased. These societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern for human life, my friends. Then it opened up that now this next phase is going to talk about the emergence of civilization. So civilization come through these steps. The rise of city, right? Civilization itself, this is where it tells you what a culture is, because we are a culture. In and of ourselves, we are one culture with different subgroups, okay? Like we are hybrid groups of people that belong to human civilization, a human hybrid. That's us. By which civilization came, because the gods that created us, they were the civilized, they are the engineers that cover everything that functions life on earth. They are immortal. They're not like us. So we're not talking about ghosts now that you read about in the Bible. If you're reading the Bible and believe in a God of the Bible, that's not where our origin come from. And if you think the Bible is a more, a greater account of our origin that you read in Genesis, you're making a big mistake. You have to read better to understand what Genesis is saying. Because the God that purport in the Bible to be the creator of Adam and Eve, when he said, behold, they were very good when he made them, it didn't run too long before Adam and Eve was destroyed by a talking serpent. And you've gone into a whole bunch of confusion when you believe those things, because they will never be true. As long as you live, you will never find anything to read to make those things in the Bible true, because sodomite people write it. And write it to draw you and I away from the history that I am reading right now. That tells us about our past. You see yourself. So we go on. We get civilization. Civilization, human civilization, is not a part of white people. You see them out there and what they're doing and carrying on. Why a lot of, what you call it, pioco, things are going on into their government. They're not a government. And something that we people must become aware of. White people don't know to run no government. See, they come and they specialize in white supremacy and all that kind of stuff. And we can never resolve these problems. They don't belong in our territory. And it's not just one territory they come and take over and say they have government and stuff. We don't have enough sense to know it's not true. AD and Adamani is not no government. And we don't have anybody to stand up for the history of our origin. So they write this whole bunch of bug up nonsense in Genesis creation story. Where they get it from? They read our history and know the way we are created by the gods. And that's why they are able to make such a mess. But remember, they couldn't talk. And it is the evil violation they did with our people when we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago. It's what they did that caused our brain to not work right. We are not able to hold on to a government that is right here. As I am speaking, kingship is what is given to civilization. These folks couldn't have no civilization as long as they are in Europe and make stone tools. See where we show you here, stone tools were no longer being made by them because they began to make use of what we, the civilized people, do on the earth. That's what happened. But they come to the point now where they mix up everything and we born many generations after like 2,000 or more years ago. We don't know what they have done and we come and inherit the problem that our ancestors left behind. Not unless we read and understand, will we know? We will never know. And it's the reason why I am being, you know, very seriously trying hard to see if I can get across the history. These people out there are saying we are violating their land. What land are we violating? We allow them to come here and tell us these kind of stuff. Now, we are in for a showdown, don't you think? Yeah, a showdown. And they are going to go down the drain. It's no joke about that. White people are not going to come into all of our territories and kick us out and tell we must be their citizens, Roman citizens, when they are not even Romans. They are not Roman. Everything that they are using, they is something that they cut off from us and take for themselves. Now is the time that they must know that their nightmare, their dream mirror, you know, see, because no longer are they going to get away with what they've been doing. Okay? So if they think the military that they stole and take and begin to rule the world, if they think it's going to help them, it's not going to help them, because I tell you what, I don't have anything to deal with no military except that, look, leave our military right where it's at, because that's our military. It's not there. If they think they were long enough, 200 or something years, 2600 years, to have where they have, they never have nothing. And it's in the world, it's a textbook. White people don't have anything. They came everywhere we are and decided to kick us out of where we are and use their violence and stuff like that. And because the fact that they are talking now after they defraud us, okay, and they think we are afraid of them. Not afraid of them no more. That is done away with, you know, see, because it is because, you know, I mean, they mash up our ancestors' brain, pass on the problem to us. Well, all right, we're going to fix it. We are going to fix it because we have the history and some of us are reading it and know it. I am one of them. And they are not up there in any kind of way that we must just decide and make. They destroy our species. They're not going to do that. Not unless the God totally abandon us. And I don't think so. They are waiting for us to wake up and read and be responsible and, you know, knock down these so-called churches that they have around the place. I don't mean to go out there and do them nothing, but because first we must harder them to leave. You know what I mean? But we can't order them to leave while we carry on this Jesus church going on, because you must realize that everything about the church that we have been following is a sodomite thing. They write in Genesis 19 about their sodomite way of life, right? And you think they honor them? At them same one. Okay? And you're going to see the difference when people begin to pay attention to the history with government and society arranged in there. And they come talking about they are carrying a society. You're going to find out how dismantled these sodomite, you know what I mean, right? Yeah. They're going to find out what they have done. We have suffered a lot, you know, from the error that have been made in antiquity, and we come here, don't know, just come up a fool. All right, well, we come up and see things are wrong. What do we do? Continue with it? No. Not as long as you can read words. You see? So we're going to go to another ice age or something like that, you know, because there is a price being paid for the transgression against the gods of heaven, and we must fix it, right? And I'm very sure that those of us that make an effort to fix it, they will supply what we need to fix it. All right, so I'm telling you now, it is right here settled down in the progression of civilization. We have first, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Emergence of civilization now. So we have the big high exalted life. And we call it the urban, right? We have the urban civilization. All right. Now, so we have the urban civilization now. And here is the different phases of it now. A civilization is a complex culture. You hear that? We are a complex culture because we have the ethnic group. We are all bound together. Today, these white people come and with the church, they totally separate our ethnic groups. that we don't even know each other. That's what they do because they want a faggot world to exist. It's not going to happen. It goes on. Right? It tells you a civilization is a complex culture in which large number of human beings shared a number of common elements. You hear that? We don't have anything to share with these white Homo sapien species, hominid. We don't have anything to share with them. When they come and interbreed, they create reasons. And that's why we cannot get out because we turn idiots. No sooner than they do what they do, we turn fool, you know, see. And that's what happens. Hardly any African people who don't have white people, monkey blood inside of their system. Well, that's our downfall. It is our downfall. Well, some of us, you know, are able to escape, you know, from being buried up underneath it because I should be in church still, but I'm not. Right? When I did have everything for me, I didn't want anything else but the church. I didn't know anything else. Right? So now, time of realization come, and a civilization that only belong to us is a complex culture in which large numbers of human beings shared common historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilization. How do they define it? Six of the most important characteristics are cities. So it means these white people have nothing to do with our cities. Look at what they are doing over the world right now. Making up everything and it's like it's all theirs. Now, what if we don't know these things? We'll never get out of the problem. All right? And finding out these problems, there's a way to get out of it. Get out of the church. Stop voting for them. You understand? But you have got to preach. You have got to make manifestation of the truth that sustain your existence and get them out of it. There's no way we're going to follow them in what they do, you know, with all of their, I mean, all of their running down is your asshole, okay, and what's between your legs. That's what these white people are all about. They are not about anything else divine. No. All right. So it goes on. So it says, six of the most important characteristics are cities. Listen what we have. And no, we don't have any. But it is telling you in this World History textbook, what this is what we are to go by, my friends. And you don't want to go by this and you want to go by the church and Jesus. You're done. You are really, really done. So it goes on to say, six of the most important characteristics are cities, government, religion, so social structure, writing and heart. That are some of the things. Now, you imagine this now. We are inclusive. I mean, culture, right? And we don't have anything to share with these white people. And they come and tell us that they're ruling us. It's to the extent that their fucking blood, R.H. Rhesus blood, has damaged our brain to where we cannot fend for ourselves. That's what is happening. Only when we realize what happened and change our pattern of thinking and life will anything change. All right. When you hear the thunder rolls and lightning claps. And you see hurricane and tornadoes and earthquake and fire burning up the place. You must understand, they express the anger of the gods. That's exactly what you're seeing. Too much water on the ground, things washed away. You can't do anything unless the gods halt these things. But nobody's paying attention to it. It's about Jesus and all this kind of a stuff. All right. So I tell you that. So it goes on to the growth of government. Growing numbers of people. The need to maintain food supply. And the need to build wall for defense soon led to the growth of governments. Governments organize and regulate human activity. They also provide for smooth transaction between individuals and groups. Listen, this is what I am saying now. How do we have this posterity society ruled by kings under kingship, and we allow these sodomite white people to come and talk about their ruling us with AD Anno Domini? I mean, AD Anno Domini law in the year of our Lord. What is that? Do you know what that is? And everything that they talk about, it come from us. Every single thing that they talk about that they're holding on to, all from us. Because remember, they call us Jews 2,000 years ago. And when they're talking about their creative Jesus that they make, they said, Jesus come to his own. And Jesus was a Jew, and Caesar said, you know, king of the Jews. Who they calling a Jews? African people. They call us black people. You see what I mean? They don't have anything of themselves. They scrape off everything off of us and call it theirs. Tells you their guilt of interbreeding our people against their will. Because if they were doing it with affirmation, if it were a mutual thing that they did, and they start having talking baby, then provision would have to be made, right? If it were consensual, but you know, consensual. And besides, did the gods? Well, if the gods did sanction it. But the God don't sanction nothing. Because see them in Genesis, in the Bible, they write, they're talking about themselves. And it's not real stuff. They're just talking a whole bunch of foolishness. But you just think about what is in their head. Yes, they know they have our blood. And it's why they're doing what they're doing and behaving like they have a right to it. They don't have no right. But we lose our senses in the process, and they get to take control. Now, they will only have control as long as we cannot see, as long as we cannot, revitalize ourselves. They will have control as soon as we know they're out of the picture. Because this is a situation that must be fixed and set back where the gods put it. Now, so we go on from the government to the role of religion, which we talk about what the civilization is. Which means white people don't have anything to do with our religion. We do not. I mean, they do not have nothing to do with our life that we are to live. And they come, you know, and we have to go to their church. Can you imagine that? Yeah, and change of calendar from the solar calendar to moon calendar, where, of course, if you don't know, the solar calendar cause for existence is because of us, why the gods set up that calendar. Okay? And it features a yearly, as it were, celebration convention or something like that to glorify the gods for all the things that they have done here on earth. You see, but as soon as these faggots come now and decide they want the world for themselves, they decide that they're going to change from that calendar to the moon calendar. Listen, my friends, we cannot live without the blessings of the gods that create us. So if you want to go and follow these sodomite people, who all their aim are about is to turn all of us to a sodomite culture. That's what they want. That's what they're working on. You think they are? No. They're far from being that idiot. The kind of stuff that they write, they have a faculty. They know better, but they desire that, and that's what they want. Everybody to come together and accept fucking asshole. That they want, no, they come here and look at what they do. They, you know how much they have molded us and prepped us to be sodomite? And how much of us turn sodomite? There are quite a few. Eddie Long did have a big Christian church up there in Georgia, right? I think. Yeah, with four men. You know, they turned, and Paul Crouch of CBN was a sodomite. Him have a wife, Jan, and have some children too. But look, but him a still cultural sodomite. Cultural sodomite. And he's caught with a black man, Adu Sodomy. So since when African man, not black man, African hybrid man. When since we hybrid ethnic people doing sodomite, is since these white people invade our place, since when from Christopher Columbus come right on, they wanted to expand themselves as sodomite long time, but they kept it like a secret. And in the 70s now, AD 70s, they begin to come out of the closet, and then we find out that, oh, politics really represents sodomy. The government in America is a sodomite government. That's what it is. Nothing less. Fully sodomite Christianity. Jesus and God. That's right. It's sodomy. A sodomite God who cursed Eve in the garden and cursed her ability to have a child in pain and all that. God did not want Adam and Eve to be wise like them. No. God and his colleague, what they're talking about, God make it clear that he didn't want them to know good from bad. Clearly for some reason. So, is that a God, a good God for you? You want a God like that? No. All right, my friends. Listen now to me. We don't have anything to argue with these white people besides tell them to go where they come from. You need to have no argument. They fool our culture with all kind of argument. We have all kind of a conflict between each other and stuff like that. My friends, we don't need that. People are close to the dogs than they are close to African people. And if they are married to you or anything like that, it's because they are destroying your brain. That's what is happening. Once you think that, oh, you have a good, happy family with marrying to white people. No, their blood is killing you. That's what it is. Role of religion. We don't need to be arguing with each other about what is church and what is religion. because religion don't have nothing to do with church. But these nasty white people are coming to you and tell you it is one and the same. Yes, that's the way they butter your bread. The role of religion is this. Listen to it real good. It's one of the subtopics. Important religious developments also characterize a new urban civilization. Also characterize not a, but the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claim to be divine. And then it goes on into a new social structure, and it tells you about the way the social structure is set up. A new social structure based on economic power also arose. Rulers and an upper class of priests, government officials, warriors dominated society. Below this upper class was a large group of free people. And it goes on to tell you how this new structure is set up. Then it goes to another heading, the use of writing. And it goes on to tell you what that is. I'm skipping over. Artistic activities. Right? And it goes on. It tells you something about artistic activity. Significant artistic activity was another feature of the new civilization. Temples and pyramids were built as places for worship. You hear that? Not for church or for worship or sacrifice or for the burial of kings and other important people. Painting and sculpture were developed to portray gods and goddesses are natural forces. Now, my friends, it goes on to tell you more things. I would like to read some of it to you. This portion it talks about section 1 of chapter 2 in this National Geographic textbook, civilization being in Mesopotamia, section 1. And it goes on and tells you things like constant conflict mark early civilization in Mesopotamia. Invaders flood into the flat land in the region. So, you know, it is the white people they're talking about. They are not a part of our civilization. All they've been doing, you know, at this point, they did not start to steal politically, like 509 BC. No, they didn't get to that yet. So when it tells you now that when we have this civilization that is just established now, the urban civilization build up now, these white people begin to steal. Yeah, nobody else was stealing. It's them. And now they can talk and look like humans and everything like that. So this is what is happening. So it tells you that the invaders flowed into the flat land of the region. The flat land. So the flat land of the region is talking about the steppes. The steppes that they lurk around the African cities. Okay? And the urban area, they come from the flatland and trickle in themselves to look for things, okay? And to learn and everything like that. That's what they were doing. So you think about the 100,000 years ago that the whole interbreeding began, and thousands of years later, what was happening. We were booming, and they were studying how to destroy everything that we do. So it goes on. And city fought city for land and water. All right? So it goes on. The impact of geography. And it tells you some of that. And it goes on until it comes into, because of these circumstances, farming in ancient Mesopotamia could be done only when people control the flow of the rivers. You know, so it tells you what was going on in this new environment, right, that would not have trouble except these white people that leave the steppes and come in and create trouble for us. So if we were having trouble with ourselves, we wouldn't be complaining, right? But these folks begin to make trouble for us. All right. So it goes on to say, when we speak of Mesopotamian civilization, we are referring to the achievements of several peoples. Ancient Mesopotamia includes three general areas. Assyria. See, these white people take over Syria, Akkad and Iraq and all of these places. These people take away. Now, you see what I mean? So you see something gone wrong with the African people's mind. You see? Now, so Assyria, Akkad, and Sumer. We focus first on the Sumerians, the creators of the first Mesopotamian civilization. All right, so it goes on to say this other stuff here now. The cities, the city-states. The ancient Mesopotamia, listen to it. The origins of Sumerian people remain a mystery. By 3000 BC, they had established a number of independent cities in southern Mesopotamia, including Eridu, Ur, you're and you rock. As the cities funded, they came to have political and economic control over the surrounding countryside. They formed city-states, the basic unit of Sumerian civilization. Now, where in the world was civilized except here? No place else. Because you, when your reference is made to anybody less like human being that exists, are these sodomites that out there in the cities waiting to come in and see if they can get some life going for them among the African people here in big civilization and stuff like that. They are envious of what we have. Sumerian cities. Sumerian cities were surrounded by walls. I imagine they built up walls because of these sodomite criminals. We didn't need any. No, you see, I mean, we didn't need those things except for them. You know, see, that's why you got to put, that's why we put, have locks on doors today. It's because of them. For example, was enriched by a wall 6 miles, 10 kilometers along with defense towers located along the wall every 30 to 35 feet, 9 to 10 meters, meter. City dwellings built of sun-dried bricks included both the small houses of peasants and the larger dwellings of the city official priest and priestesses. Right? So there have been peasants among African people as well, but not concern these white people at all. It have nothing to do with them. Although Mesopotamia had little stone or wood for building purposes, it did have plenty of mud. Mud bricks, easily shaped by hand to bake in the hot sun until they were hard enough to use for building. People in Mesopotamia were remarkably creative with mud bricks. They invented the arch and the dome, and they built some of the largest brick buildings in the world. Mud bricks used in rural areas of southern Asia today. Gods, goddesses, and rulers. The most important building in a Sumerian city was the temple dedicated to the chief god or goddess of the city. This temple was often built atop a massive stepee. No, a massive steeped tower called a ziggurat. Ziggurat. The Sumerians believed that the gods and goddesses owned the cities. They did. You see, because nobody owned anything on the planet except them. The people devoted much of their wealth to building temples. You see, that was the greatest thing on earth. Rightly so. You see, it's why we have the first calendar with the 12 houses of the zodiac. It only belongs to civilized life, not these faggots that we have here as you know what I mean, okay? Yeah. How did they get where they are? It's something for us to know from out of that 1.5 million years they left Africa and go up into Europe. We need to understand how white people to get where they are. Why they look like humans. They didn't look like humans in the world history textbook. No. But something happened that we supposed to know. The world supposed to know that. What happened? That's what they're keeping down, using the church to keep down the truth. The temples and related buildings served as the center of the city physically, economically, and even politically. Now, we don't lack politics at all in our society. These guys are coming here where they know about economic and even political affairs. Where they get it from? They up there in Europe 1.5 million years. Did they have economics up there? No. Did they have politics up there? No. Did they have any city up there? No. There is nothing physical that is that related to civilization in as long as these people up there. And you look at when the African people were created, the hybrid, what began to happen from then? You see, in the last 100,000 years, look at what happened. You see what I mean? Where all the developments and everything happened, and these people came right along, watching us and looking forward, and eventually until they get into us and get to trick us. Imagine. No, they think it would last forever. It not last forever. Priests and priestesses who supervised the temples and their property had a great deal of power, you know. In fact, historians believe that in the early stages of the city-states, priests and priestesses played an important role in ruling. The Sumerians believed that the gods ruled the cities, making the state a theocracy, a government by divine authority. Come on. Eventually, however, ruling power passed into the hands of worldly figures or kings. See, it's going to change things. Sumerian viewed kingship as divine in origin. Review kingship as divine in origin. The Sumerians viewed kingship as divine in origin, that it comes from a divine origin, you know, that is ordered by the divine gods. Kings, they believed, derived their power from the gods. How could they get it otherwise? And we're the agent. What? He said, kings, they believed, derive their power from the gods and were the agents of the gods. It's no other way. As one person said in a petition to his king, you, in your judgment, you are the son of Anu, God of the sky. Your commands, like the work of a god, cannot be reversed. Your words, like rain poured down from heaven, are without number. Regardless of their origins, kings had power. They led armies, supervised the building of the public works, and organized workers or irrigation projects on which Mesopotamian farming depend. The government, the priest and priestesses all aided the king in their rule. As befitted their power, Sumerian kings, their wives and their children lived in large palaces. And it goes on to tell you about economy and social and society. You see, and this will go on until it comes to tell you about the empires of ancient Mesopotamia. And it goes on to tell you, I will have to read this another time. It goes on to the code of Hammurabi. We are in a world by ourselves, allowing these sodomites to come in and say they are ruling. It means that we have to develop our brain different from where it's at, so that we understand that we represent a civilized world. We don't want these fucking white sodomite homosexual people here to come and teach us to fuck our soul. That is it. Okay? Don't get carried away with what you see they are doing. We don't want them here. Okay? They have a land there in Europe for them to go and go carry on their things. Don't live among us, because we are going to like dissolve them with the heavens above. You watch and see. If they decide they're not getting out, we will find a way with the God's help to get them out. If they think we're going to fight them with guns, they make a sad mistake. They will disappear like Lot's wife then, what they write about in the Bible. They will disappear at the hands of the gods. You watch. Just a second. Give me a little prelude, a little interlude right now, and I will be right back in just a moment.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you. since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, all right, and we have it here. Let's see. All right, all set to go. All right, we are going to go to another section, and if I'm done, I'm well ahead, I'll come back and finish reading these paragraphs that I left out a while ago. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I am very relieved to bring to you these knowledge sitting down in a world issue textbook. You didn't know these things were in a world issue textbook if you didn't read them, right? Because you're not really hearing people read them in church or any place that is appropriate to dispense these knowledge, right? All right. So let me go on now over to this feature of the show. And let's see what is here now. It's identifying hominids. You need, my friends, you need to identify the human species. Because if we don't know what our species really is, we are dumped. We are put in the dumpster. Because you cannot lay a legal claim to your existence. Because the reason why we have a world history textbook that is carrying our information from way, 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 way back where authority originates for our existence. We have to know our species. Written, from proper historical authority. You see what I mean? You can't be wrong, just like you have a birth certificate. History is our human birth certificate. Because nobody live across the way to come here and tell us. It's history written down. And we can have things working just like our ancestors back in time. When it comes to law and order, we see here that there is no law and order given to white people except what they come and say they're making. We don't make it up. It come in history with everything else. So if you want to stay there and allow these white people to come and talk about they have government and stuff like that and turn the world upside down, fucking asshole, then no, we all gone. We are dead. Mentally dead. If our mental cannot keep us in historical information, we are done. And make these sodomites come because they can talk. They have right to do anything they want. They are making something called AD Anno Domini. That really has no virtue at all. No, we are civilized. But when you look at the Pope and they're talking to the Pope, look, these guys have a whole bunch of demons in their heads. And people are subjected to them. Look, African people need to wake up. You really need to wake up. I wake up because no sooner, a few years ago, I am reading just reading because I needed as it were an energy to affect me so that I can understand things, because I'm not hearing anything from anybody that is making sense. Like, I suppose the sense is there to be made, but how do you access it? To access it is what it's about. Access the information and know what the information is saying to connect us to reality. So I started to read until I begin to find out stuff. And that's what I'm talking right now. Nobody's going to stop me from talking this stuff, because that's what I need. And life is going as good as I expect it to go. Because, I am defiling to this faggot church Bible and the prophecy and all in kind of... Prophecy don't exist. And they keep on saying in the church that prophecy fulfill. And there is... Clear picture, no prophecy no exists for or fulfilled for Jesus. None. And even Jesus himself in the Bible is telling that don't want to be a king. St. John 6:15. Jesus refused to be a king, and yet still everybody is calling upon Jesus, who never became a king. He went and hid in a bush. When I read that, I was kind of a struck, because all the reading in the Bible, I don't recall I read that, right? Jesus also said in St. Matthew 10:34-38, think not that he come to send peace, the peace that the prophet say he would be a prince of peace. And Jesus is now saying he don't come to be to give no peace to nobody, but he's going to turn everybody against each other. Listen, God accursed Eve to have pain in having a child. These sodomites talking to us in all kind of way, and we're not interpreting what they say. We don't know. So we stick to the Bible where them talk is the word of God. When they're writing a Genesis 19 about what sodomites do to Lot, we take that for joke and think a true something that, and hold the Bible like it's a good book. But listen to me, these white people have no civility in them head, okay? And whatever they have as civility, it's a corrupt act they did. So because they are behaving like they have sense and look like us, they were always ape man face all along, walking upright. You see what I mean? How did they come to look like good-looking human beings? Thing we supposed to know. These white people are taking us down the gully down there somewhere. You see, and they keep on drenching us with all kinds of stuff to keep our brain, hebbing. Hebbing. You see, in healthcare, they are killing us with all kind of stuff. They're killing us with all kind of something. All this virus that they're talking about, we're catching all the time. They're making it. How do we put ourselves in the hands of these faggot white people, man? They're going about and killing us everywhere, and we leave ourselves into their hands. All right. I want to do something here, identifying hominid species, hate man. It's needed. Needed. It needed. Jesus it's Jesus's Bible church. It's Jesus' Bible church. And so identifying hominids species, ape, man, needed, right? Identifying the hominid species. Yes. Identifying the hominid species, ape man, needed. Needed. It's Jesus' Bible church killing the sapien, killing the wise sapien. Killing the wise sapien. P-H-N-I-C. Ethnic people. Okay. Now, let's see. Okay. All right, so let's have this paragraph out of the way now. I am invoking your serious attention to the fact human existence began with hominid species, ape, human. 3 to 4 million years ago. History says 1.5 million years ago, those uncivilized mute ape humans migrate from Africa into Europe. Right? You are hearing this repeated over and over so that you get familiar with this, because it's difficult, you know, it takes me a while to get accustomed to these kinds of stuff. The civilized, wise sapiens. No, the civilized, wise sapien species, human, survive. No. I didn't say that right. The civilized wise sapien species, humans, arrive arrived. Yes. The civilized, wise, sapien species, humans, arrived in Africa 250,000 years ago. And later on, the men attacked. The sapiens, and forced crossbreed and forced crossbreeding crossbreeding. Post-crossbreeding them. And slavery and enslaved
E-N. What is this? What? Where did that happen? Yes. And enslaved by white men. And enslaved by white men continued to interbreed with sapiens, destroying their brain cerebrum, and enslaved by the white men, continued to interbreed the sapiens, yes, destroying their brain cerebrum. White men are unlawful. White men are unlawful. Identifying hominid species, ape man. The Jesus Bible Church species ape man is the Jesus Bible Church killer. Yes. Killer the sapiens. Good morning. A massacre at a Buffalo supermarket was the deadliest in the U.S. this year. Bodies everywhere. A gunman embracing a white supermarket. When you say a gunman embracing a white supremacist ideology opened fire yesterday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood of Buffalo, killing 10 people and wounding 3 more.
the mass shooting was the deadliest in the United States this year. And among a spate of racist attacks in recent years, the suspect, Peyton S. Gendron, 18, had driven more than 200 miles to stage the attack. And he live streamed it as he fired at shoppers and tour employees. He was arrested at the store and pleaded not guilty in a brief court appearance. He carried an assault rifle with an anti-black slur written on the barrel and began firing in the parking lot. Three victims were killed outside and one was wounded. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on March 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. My friends, what I'm telling you today, you just think of what white people are thinking and African people are looking at them, favorably, intimately, want to marry to white people. Because we don't understand what their species is versus ours. Come up and see that everything is running and everybody want to get between in the agile, competing for each other's scrooches. That's what is going on. But I bet had a lot of people know better, they wouldn't do it. They just wouldn't. But you think that these white people are not enjoying what they're doing? You make a sad mistake. Get the education for yourself and don't put anybody ahead of you. That's the best I can tell you. They are Puritans. They are the ones that are saying massacre is good for them to take away our land, and it is their God that tell them that. You hear they're saying? The Puritans deem these two occasions of massacre on African Indians, saying that they deemed it that it was that God directed them to do those things and to take it far enough of saying that God burned them, the body of those people, because they killed these people that they are talking right here about 6 weeks apart in the time that is written here, 26, 1637, and again July 14, 1637. You see what I mean? And they say God direct them for do it while they kill these people while they were sleeping in their sleep at night. The white people then will build up church, Christianity, church, and I go on like say, them not responsible for anything. Listen, listen, open your eye. You hear me tell you? If you think these white people, you know, if they had invaded one place and take it over, it would be a different impression, right? Than knowing everywhere we are, right in America here. You know, there were like about some 10 million African people here, 30,000 years before these Europeans come here in the 16th century. And they come here and take away what we have. But just know that it is because they didn't know their history and know where they stand. It's the reason why. Martin Luther King you never hear him reading these things and tell the nations, you know, what they're supposed to know. Malcolm X don't go there either. But they were trying their best. They all grow up in the church. One way or the other, you know, because Malcolm X was, I think, in some jail confinement when he met they call him some honorable name. I don't remember it right now. So now, all these things are in front of us, and we are reading them, and we're not making any sense of it. Because when I say that something is wrong with our brain, why you don't accept that as true? You think the first 100,000 years we live in Africa, we didn't leave there yet. It's until that 100,000 year passed, and we, from when we were created, okay, as a primitive worker for the gods, nothing was wrong with us, because we could leave and come to the West and doing well for us until these guys come with their guns and everything like that, talking about imperial colonialism and talk about and make up story about God in the God, write a Bible and all and begin to evangelize and send out them people to preach Jesus and kill you if you don't join it. Today, 20 AD, right now, is a current law that they have to kill African people. If you think it's joke, if you don't care, you can go ahead and let them do what they want to do. But I am sure enough there is a higher power than them, higher power than all of us, right? And we are disconnected from our Creator. I hope you know that. Because what happened over the last 100,000 years is the reason why we are here. Don't know whether we are going or coming and depend on sodomized white people and have to accept that they are superior to us. Why? You don't know. You're powerless. Well, I'm going to leave this as it is to you, and I'm going to go back and try to read. I'm going to try to read those paragraphs I was in the act of reading, all right? So, if you are willing to listen to some of it, I'll come. I'm going to do it right now. Economy and society. Although the economy of the Sumerian city-states was based chiefly on farming, trade and industry became important as well. Talking about our lives has nothing to do with white people. Them are thief, them are crook. That's what they are right now. If you think that they are civilized people and because they have the church is a ploy. Listen to what I'm telling you. The church, the Christian church, is a ploy. Nothing else. Okay? So you can make these people fool you about church. Read your history and you don't find any of it in there telling you something completely different, my friends. All right? So the only thing I can do is read it to you because, you know, I know where I'm coming from. And I know where I'm headed to. But I am not skinning my teeth with these white sodomite people. Because they ain't, if they give you a smile, you're lucky. If you give you a smile, they are, I, they are different someplace from where you and I are. Because they find out that they are tricking us and we do not know it. Right? Then tell us to speak in tongues on the day of Pentecost and all. And we believe all them kind of thing. We believe in washing the saints' feet and all that. That's what I was doing too. Grew up as a child doing it. Until I'm an adult. And those things are real convictions to us. If we don't learn better, we will do it until we are dead. All right? Now, I'm telling you that it's not true. But these people do it so long, and so many of our generation come up and believe it, and nobody don't find out. Well, I find out. And, you know, it only matters to me that somebody should read well enough to, like, correct me if I'm wrong. Look into the history book and tell me I'm wrong, and show me where I'm wrong. Because clearly, if I can see that, I will react to it positively. If somebody was doing that, but right now, nobody would even call me on the show now and talk and say nothing. No, nobody wants to touch these kind of information. And it is the World History textbook I'm reading. You don't think it's a magazine I took off the rack out of, you know, Walmart or Publix. No, I'm reading World History textbook, big, thick book here that weighs about maybe 2 pounds or more. You know, it's heavy, you know, textbook. You see what I mean? All right. So I keep going on. I'll soon be done. It goes on to say, the peoples of Mesopotamia were well known for their network. But they also made woolen textile and pottery. The Sumerians imported copper, timber, in exchange for dryish fish, wool, barley, wheat, and metal goods. Traders traveled by land, turned Mediterranean in the west, and by sea to India in the east. The intention of the wheel is not intention. The invention of the wheel around 3000 BC led to wheeled carts. Which made the transport of goods easier. Sumerian city-states contained three major social groups: nobles, commoners, and slaves. All right? Three major social groups: nobles, commoners, and slaves. Nobles included royal and priestly officials and their families. Commoners work for polis and temple. Yes? And temple estates. And as farmers, merchants, fishers, craftspeople, that's who they work for. Probably 90% or more of the people were farmers. Slaves belonged to the palace officials, who used them mostly in building projects. Temple officials most often used female slaves, weave cloth, and grind grain. Rich landowners also used slaves to farm their lands. Pyres of ancient Mesopotamia. Now, you know, you read in this very world history textbook that the white people said they love the gods because the gods allow them to have an empire. That's what these white people say when they go under the name Romans, which is not their name. They come in from where they can't talk, and they had no civilization in Europe. No, they use the association with the African people and gain access to pretend that they're worshiping the gods and doing ceremonies and all that kind of thing and have priests and all that kind of... These white people here that you see. Listen. We don't know, and I would never know until the good Lord pushed me to read. And it's good that I read poor, but I have good understanding when I see words and know what the definition is. I am good at applying this, and this is one of my biggest strengths. You see what I mean? So you need to... trust in words that you're reading and what it's telling you, and you will know whether it's good or bad. Choose what's good. So it goes on to say, so show you, white people have copied everything from the African people, but they embellish what they do because they're not doing it like, oh, they are offered kindness. No, they behave like, most of all, like they accomplish it. But there are times back in the late BC, they are writing and tell you, because then it was okay for them to express themselves that way. But no sooner than they want to, like, control the world, they are saying something different. So they don't care about that because they don't have any sense better than what they're doing. You see? And so, I'm telling you, what they're doing, Here, my friend, what they're doing is something for us to understand. We need to understand what these white people, who they are, because they can't kill us the way they do, and we think that they are somebody good. Your eye needs to be opening, and that's what I am opening right now. Your eye, because my eye was closed too until I start to read. Okay? That they are only about money because they don't have no spiritual sense. You see, it is because of what they observe of us. Because they didn't deal with none of the gods personally. I don't read that. You see? But they are using some middle source between what the God is teaching us, and then they come into our institution and begin to learn the skills that the gods taught us. And so we come into the empires now. So I'm telling you, they are thanking the gods to allow them to have an empire. And they steal it, use our military and steal it, and go under our name, Romans, and actually put on the military, what they call it, but the military apparel, they take it and mask up themselves and hide their identity. And at large, those who are familiar with the king and what the king does believe are the king army out there, when are these white people out there are pretend said them are Romans, the king, and then come around to be writing all kind of nasty foolishness about the king, denigrate the king. These sodomites are not good, and unless the gods destroy them, they will not be destroyed, because they have the blood and have the human sense to do the thing that they are doing, but they can't get rid of fucking asshole. You see, and that govern everything that they do. Fucking asshole. So if we know that's what they're up to, then we don't go and get ourselves in the way where they begin to hurt us to do what they want. No. First, right now, we must realize they have no government. You better know that. Because as long as you are paying them dues and think they have a government, you're dead. They do anything to you. If they know you know, it's a different story. It is a different story. And especially if you know well enough and they can't stop you from expressing it, they don't want a part of you. Now, they will find out that their luck run out. Their luck run out. Because they don't want to talk to me. They don't want to talk to me. And remember, I'm coming from where I don't know nothing. All of my years, about half a century and more in a church, and what me believe. And it is the reading that I start to do. And I really want it. I'm somebody who are a proud person when I have good knowledge about something. Oh, yeah, I'm proud. I don't mean I'm proud against anybody, but I feel good. I feel good. So if you want to go to church and feel like that's, you know, that's where salvation is at for you, you're not with it. No, you're not. And you must stop reading Bible and believe where you don't understand, where you don't know, and think Jesus died on the cross for you. Jesus was not dying on the cross nowhere on planet Earth. Right? And if you want to prove me to be true, talk to me. And if you know to handle the word, you will know and get a fear challenge. Because I'm going to say something, and you're going to think something, and you're going to say what you think. And one of us, two of us, need to understand what we say. Okay? The words we use and what you mean and what I mean. I see if what you say is fear, if it makes sense. You see, I would know I need correction if I see, because I get where I'm at, because I am paying attention to what I'm reading. The words then. That's all you need to know, is the words them and what is being said. And you know whether you have it right or you have it wrong. How are you going to correct yourself if you don't know what's right from wrong? If you don't know what you're thinking is wrong? How are you going to correct yourself? You can't correct yourself. So how can you tell me that I am wrong when you are merely just believing what you are thinking? These are the kind of stuff that we need to wake up to. You know what I mean? Because nobody is, I'm not begging anybody to take on to what I'm saying, except I'm saying it is imperative that we know the historic truth. You're going to say, oh, do you know? Well, do you have a truth then that I need to know? If you are wanting to question the history that I'm talking about, do you want to tell me about the history that you have that you think is better than what me have? Because you don't have a talk if that's what you are thinking. If you don't know nothing, why you want to challenge somebody who has something and you're not prepared to say, well, it's wrong? You know, go, hey. Ah. All right. No, but look, you got to know, I am here. I'm paying for this program right here. And it's many times, maybe some 15 times, these people behind this network here, they are sodomite. Yeah, they are. I mean, once upon a time, I wouldn't know that. But now I know. They own the network. You just think what we have to go through, right? And they have our resource using it and would tell us now when you join one of the social networks or like Facebook or YouTube or LinkedIn, you can't, them have policies that govern you as an African person. You can't talk anything about bad about Jesus or God or the Bible or Christianity, because these faggots intend to turn we into one. You don't see it. The point is, when you hear lightning a roll and thunder and stuff like that, you don't fool around with that. No, you don't. Because how much time you hear lightning knock somebody out, them dead. Right? You don't know when there is, you know, you are out. You know, warrant is out for you. And is the thunder is going to knock you over and you out your light. Okay? You don't know when the gods will target you and move you out of the way. So, what I'm trying to tell you, these people have gone through their process and now here giving trouble. And they pretend their way. It was a criminal act that they did that leave their species and come and fucked up our species. That's what these white people did. Bring the Rothschild here. Come talk to me. Bring him come here. Fucking asshole them. Right? Yeah. And they retain the right to kill we whenever they want. These fucking assholes. Simply because our people are afraid to tell them who they are. You see, if our ancestors did tell them who they are, we wouldn't have to deal with what we're dealing with today. Okay? And if we fail to treat white people the way they are, well, they'll sack it. That's what they're doing right now. You see what I mean? I have to tell you the truth. And all you African people out there running radio station and talking all kind of, I mean, reggae trash every day, and church at that we into, we are not moving anywhere from this uncivilized society that we are in. If you don't want the right life, you know what? A lot of virus is out there to take you down and move you out of the way. If you don't want the right life, you know, I want the right life. That's the reason why I'm talking. That's why I'm interested into these kind of information, because they're helping me. I am wise to salvation. And don't make these people come tell you about salvation, Jehovah's Witnesses and all these kind of stuff. And they are nothing but lusting, honest faggots. That's what they are. I mean, there's no way to keep that down, because they have some place out there that make you feel like, oh, dignified place and this and that. No, there's no place out there dignified by these white sodomite fucking, I mean, ape origin people, damn, that you have there. Okay? So, if they cannot find a language to convince otherwise than what is in the world is the textbook, they got to bring it. They don't have no birth certificate to show where they're coming from. They hide where they're coming from. Let me read a little more of this here. I'm coming down. Empire. So I'm telling you, we have everything. These people never have nothing. So everything you see white people have, we have it first. I mean, one time I wouldn't say that because I didn't know. But I'm reading it. Then I'll give tongue. If I get the chance, I read you some of that thing that I tell you that they're talking about. They love the gods and stuff like that. All right? I'll read it to you and let you get a taste of what they say. White people are no good. No good. I mean, no good. And I wouldn't be saying it unless talk about culture and society of the Roman world, all them kind of something here. If you read it, and they have a lot of page into this book, and talk about the Roman world, from Roman Republic to Empire. You see what I mean? Yeah. You see? And they are calling themselves Romans, and they are not Romans, nothing. You know, I talk about the Hellenistic world, and here you have Roman state, and you see the one who in front of them, like the leader, and the rest of them sit down there like in a chamber, and they must teach each other. These people have mimicked the African people and take on a life of their own. Yeah. That's what they have done. Until now, a pure evil them deal with. And we don't understand that. Them tie us out to believe in a Jesus Christ, die for our sin and all that kind of thing. And not no go so. Then call you atheist and call you all kind of stuff. Yes, I find the place that I want to read to you, but let me finish what I was reading first. Empire. Empires in ancient, not just one, but a lot of empires in our civilization, okay? Ancient Mesopotamia empires. As the number of Sumerian city-states grew, and the city-states expanded, new conflict arose. City-states fought city-states for control of land and water located in the flat land of Mesopotamia. Sumerian city-states were also open to invasion by other groups. What are the other groups? Are these white criminals them talking? Other groups. To the north of the Sumerian city-states were the Semitic people, because they spoke a Semitic language. Around 2340 BC, Sargon, leader of the Arcadians, overrun the Sumerian city-states and set up the first empire in world history. The empire is a large political unit or state, usually under a single leader. A single leader that control many peoples or territories. Empires are often easy to create but difficult to maintain. The rise and fall of empires is an important part of history. Now, these white people now, I'll show you what they want. Everything African people have, and they want to outdo the Africans. Yeah, that's what we're living up. That's why we're living under right now. They subjugate us to them. What they say they own. Take everything from us. I mean, are they that smart? Now you tell me, can Sodomite be this smart? Yes. Yes, you bet. Sodomite smart. We must not bed with them, and that's what happened to our ancestors. But the putting them probably never know about their brain, you know, delinquency. They probably didn't know. You see, they probably see them and look like they're a nice human being or something like that, coming out from under the Neanderthals interbreeding. You see, today they don't, they think that the Neanderthal died out. You know what I mean? So they milk out the good blood out of the Neanderthals, and they are here today and talk about the Neanderthal dead out because of the sapien that comes in and too intelligent to deal with people of lower thinking. That's what they're saying. All right, but I'm going to tell you, listen what they say here, and you will not get an impression back there like they were bigger than, you know, anybody. But here, they needed to say, to behave humble back then, because nobody knew them as homosexual back then, but as people who were interested into the things of the gods. And listen to what they said. They call themselves Roman at this point, and background, Roman religion. They take on our religion and using our way of life to get by. That's what they're doing. All right, watch this now. He says, Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion. You hear that? Hypocrisy, criminal, a fiend in this way, in the world history textbook. And if I don't tell you, you probably may never know, because you need to have some prior knowledge, full knowledge of reading about them in history and understand when they're talking to you, right? So here, so they say, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. So right now they are talking after 509 BC when them overthrew the king in Italy, because you can see them calling themselves Romans, and it is the day when they overthrow the king, they begin to call themselves Roman Republic. You see, and begin to denigrate the king like he was no king, and start to talk about Etruscan and monarch. That's what they did. That's what they did. You know, the demons got to be driven out of these people by we knowing the truth, because, no, listen to me, man. Look here, they cannot stand the truth if you start talking the truth to them. That's why they begin to turn off some of my programs on the radio. You see what I mean? But I know they can only go so far because I am not here because, you know, I was evolved. I was not evolved. And I don't come from the Neanderthals either. You see, I am the human hybrid with the blood of the gods. It's that blood they get out of us when they come and interfered with the hybrid people. Them start having talking baby and eventually a talking culture full of a sodomy. Okay? So this is the way they go about getting where they are today. Look here, what they say. And you will find out how they go into Christianity as well. All right. I got to go fast with this now. But, yes, Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies because they wanted to go off on their own and they find out, like they say, no, an emperor is not something for you to maintain. It's easy to get, but it's hard to maintain. All right. So now, listen to them. They were going out, going off on their own and find out that they run into trouble. So they have to come back and begin to use the god system now to get back on track. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, which had declined during the turmoil, losing their thing, their empire. During the turmoil of the late Roman Republic, the official state religion focused on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses. You hear that? Do you hear that? Including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. Let me see this. In the beginning, beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods by the Romans. You see what I'm doing? They begin to call them Fideman. Pull up a sodomy, call them gods. That's what these white people have been doing. Look at them here today. You don't know that unless you read it in the world. It's a textbook. And you know what these con artists, I mean criminals, who they are. You see, and all they're after is to make you fuck on us. A them culture that. Okay, you make them fool you about Jesus. Oh, whoa. All right, so they go on to talk about officially made gods by the Roman Senate, thus blustering support for the emperors. You hear that? Listen this now, and you will know exactly what these white people are all about. It's coming from the World History textbook. The Romans believed that the observation rituals by state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods. This guaranteed peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. As the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. Talking about African people that they conquer. Because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. You get that? It goes on to tell you a little more.
at the same time, and you're going to find out that they're slipping up with their language. At the same time, the Romans were tolerant of other religions. Now, you know, them are batty fucking people, because all this kind of stuff they're talking, they're letting out information that people somewhere along the line is going to find out they're a crab. They are, I mean, monkeys. Really, by origin, they are monkeys. Because these kind of stuff that they're talking right here and are something that they should be letting out of their place. But them put it in here, though, and it's going to be a good purpose, because we come and read it, and it's helping me. So they say, they allowed the worship of native gods and goddesses throughout their provinces. They even adopt some of the local gods. After the Romans conquered the state of Hellenistic East, religions from those regions flooded the Western human world. The desire for a more emotional, spiritual experience drew many people to these religions. The reason why they are telling you religions here is because they're a little distance away from becoming Christians, you see. At this point, they were fully under, pretending under polytheism, okay? But they had their plan in mind. All right, it goes on to say, they promised their followers an entry into a higher world of reality and the promise of a future life superior to the present one. It was believed that by practicing in these ceremonies, a person can communicate with spiritual beings and open the door to life after death. And my friends, it goes off into Jewish background. And you will be shocked to know what they write. You will be shocked. Because these people are taking off your drawers off of you. Right? Whilst doing what? They are open. You put on another one for them to take off the next one. That's the way these white people are. It's into the world. It's a textbook. Exactly what I am telling you. But, you know, I want to thank you for listening. And whether or not, you know, you can buy this. You know what? This is my meal. This is my meal, okay? And I hope that you, too, will find the suction into this stuff as well for yourself. Take care, and we look forward to the next edition.